How could I have been so sightless, so self-absorbed, so arrogant? I swore once that I would only follow those in power, but my allegiance was to a barbaric imposter. The further I got from Rome, the closer I got to the truth. Imagine finding such authority among such simplicity. Though you are small, Bethlehem, out of you will come a ruler whose greatness will reach the ends of the earth. From this day forward, I will serve but one king.
Bethlehem was a prison to me, but it was confinement of my own making. Grief imposes such a lonely exile. I was so certain that God had abandoned me, but I was the one who had fled. Who could imagine that I would be rescued by an infant's cry, that I would find my way home by the light of a solitary star? This child brings new life for me, for my world, for all the world.
And to think, I almost miss his coming. Oh, no, that's the trouble when you spend your life close to the earth. You only focus on what is right in front of you. It's so easy to forget to look up. I used to say that I would only believe in what I could touch, what I could hold in my hands. And then I stood at a manger, and I held him. Time stopped. And I looked into the face of God.
Stepped into time and through immortal breath. This mystery so clearly seen, the world could not forget that in the town of Bethlehem, in a most unlikely place, God the Father wore a child's face.
There's something in the heart of God, so purely meek and
child's heart is hungry to be found and loved and known by someone who would make their heart a home. My heart is Bethlehem. I will take for him.
Never seen.
Please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for the promise of Christmas. Thank you that it came true when you gave us your Son. Thank you for loving us this much. We pray in the precious name of Jesus.
Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sins and enter in, be born in us today. We've heard the Christmas angels their great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
For those walking in darkness, a great light has dawned. For those living in the land of the shadow, a light has come.
Lift up your eyes and look about. Let your sons and daughters come.
Look and be radiant. Let your hearts swell with joy.
For the Lord rises upon you. His glory appears over you. Arise, shine, for your light has come.
Thank you, choir and drama folks, and Vicky for praising God in such an excellent way. Could you just be seated for a minute, please, congregation? In some churches, they say amen, and some say wow. Maybe we could say wow, and all God's people said wow. That was great. I'm ready to receive the Lord and follow Him. That's our response to the good news that was shared this morning. I hate to turn my back on these great singers and the presenters. And thank you, drama folk. Behind the scenes, as people prayed and came dashing through the snow to get here, that we did have one car accident. Thank the Lord, folks are okay, and repairs and all that are in order. But the Lord is so good. You know, the message is this, that Christ would come to our hearts. If you're alone in your soul and you wonder, does God care for me? He does. And Christ will come into your life and be your friend and shepherd and Lord and lead you. Just like if He came to Bethlehem, if you have a heart like that, the Lord would come into your heart and change it. And if you have a problem with being forgiven, the Lord would come and give forgiveness. Because both you and I have broken God's heart and broken God's law. That's a real problem, you know. Broken God's heart and broken God's law. That's sin. And we have a real problem, and Christ came to take care of that through forgiveness. From the cradle to the cross, He went. And then if you need good news in your life, maybe down on yourself, or maybe the world's down on you. You know, the world is not going to love you the way you need to be loved. Did you know that? You can look and look, and it won't happen. Christ will love you the way you need to be loved. And it will help you to love others in a great way. Good news of great joy that's for all the people, each one of us. I just want to close in prayer. And you guys, I think, Vicki, you lead us. Can they be dismissed so we can greet them? And the congregation is singing. What do you want us to sing here? Oh, come all you faithful. How about first and last verses? But let's pray. And pray that the Lord would be number one in your life. And you would follow Him. You know, the choir sings, and all these folks do such a great job, not just because they say, I believe in God, but they have a strong connection with each other. And the Lord wants that for each one of us. He really does. So get right with God and get right with others through Christ, if you would, and follow Him. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank You so much for these praises that went to You and the excellent, excellent message, and so well done. We ask, Lord, that anybody who's here who needs You for the first time would say, Jesus, come into my life. I receive You just like Mary and Joseph. We're open to You. And Lord, thank You for dying for my sins on the cross. I turn from sin. I turn to You. Help me follow You with the help of others. And Lord, might it be new births in souls this morning because of the message, because of the truth of Jesus. We pray in His name. Amen. Could we stand and sing together? God bless you.